We're reading an introduction to the book of Zohar from the writings of Bala Sulam. We are in item 56. You can download the article through our website. You can also ask questions through kab.tv.
Yes, please.
The introduction to the book of Zohar. Yes? Okay.
Go ahead.
Introduction to the book of Zohar, item 56. You should know that all the Naran Chai we have spoken of thus far are the five parts by which the whole of reality is divided. Indeed, all that is in the whole exists even in the smallest item in reality. For example, even in the still part of the spiritual Asiya alone, there are five qualities of Naran Chai to attain, which are related to the five general qualities of Naran Chai. Thus, it is impossible to attain even the light of still of Asiya, except through the four parts of the work. Therefore, there is not a person from Israel who can excuse himself from engaging in all of them according to his stature. One should engage in Torah and Mitzvot with intention in order to receive the light of Ruach according to his stature. Two, he should engage in the secrets of the Torah according to his stature in order to receive the level of Neshama according to his stature. Three, and the same applies to the ta'amim, flavors of the mitzvot, for it is impossible to complete even the smallest light in Kedusha without them. Again, item 56, you should know that all the Naran Chai we have spoken of thus far are the five parts by which the whole of reality is divided. Indeed, all that is in the whole exists even in the smallest item in reality. For example, even in the still part of the spiritual Asiya alone, there are five qualities of Naran Chai to attain, which are related to the five general qualities of Naran Chai. Thus, it is impossible to attain even the light of still of Asiya, except through the four parts of the work. Therefore, there is not a person from Israel who can excuse himself from engaging in all of them according to his stature. One should engage in Torah and Mitzvot with intention in order to receive the level of Ruach according to his stature. Two, he should engage in the secrets of the Torah according to his stature in order to receive the level of Neshama according to his stature. Three, and the same applies to the Te'amim, flavors of the Mitzvot, for it is impossible to complete even the smallest light in the Kedusha without them.
We don't know exactly what he is writing about here. What does it mean to engage in Torah and Mitzvot with intent and even higher in the secrets of the Torah and to engage in the Tamim, the flavors of the Mitzvot? Meaning these are things that are still ahead of us. We'll get to that. That's not the problem. The problem is only our degree. The entrance into the spiritual world is the biggest problem. It takes a lot of time, a lot of efforts. That's the main thing. All the rest is already is completed by the work when a person already acquires by the order of the degrees. However, why does he give this to us at all? It's in order to show us how far we are from what reality requires of us, what the upper force requires of us. Our life, why are they built this way? What's going on with us? Why are we Why do we exist this way? All this is in order to reach the right intention, first of all, to acquire Torah mitzvot, meaning in order to bestow, and then the secrets of the Torah, meaning to understand the essence of our actions in order to bestow, and then to receive the te'amim, the flavors on it, meaning the fulfillments that complement the vessels. Let's move on and see what he's saying. Why does he write this to us?
957. Now you can understand the aridity and the darkness that have befallen us in this generation, such as we have never seen in all the generations preceding us. It is so because even the servants of the Creator have abandoned the engagement in the secrets of the Torah.
That if once the people were nonetheless more connected to the essence, the internality of the Torah or something, in our days, there's this concept we call the decline of the generations. When the will to receive, our ego grows from one generation to the other, and we can see it in our own eyes. When we look at all the generations, so along with the growth of the ego, people grow more distant from all these sublime goals. That's what he's saying. Now you can understand the aridity and the darkness that have befallen us in this generation, such as we have never seen in all the generations preceding us. It is so because even the servants of the Creator, that once they engaged in Torah in something, somehow, have abandoned the engagement in the secrets of the Torah. When I talked to Rabash about it, then what he said was, if in the beginning of the century, meaning the 20th century, if you would say in the beginning of the 20th century to a person, just to any person, that there is a possibility to reach spiritual work, to reveal the Creator, he would follow you running. He would get interested. The will to receive was still somehow connected to the revelation of the Creator. Whereas during the 20th century, which is called the beginning of the generation of the Messiah, the correction of the world, the final correction, so the ego grew to such an extent that we no longer can engage in it. We're pushed away from it. And that's a problem of our generation. Keep on.
Maimonides has already given a true allegory about that. He said that if a line of 1,000 blind people walks along the way, and there is at least one leader amongst them who can see, they are guaranteed to walk on the straight path and not fall in pits and obstacles, since they follow the sighted one who leads them. But if that person is missing, they are certain to stumble over every hurdle on the way and will all fall into the pit. So is the matter before us. If the servants of the Creator had at least engaged in the internality of the Torah and extended a complete light from Ein Sof, the whole generation would have followed them, and everyone would be certain of their way that they would not fall. But if the servants of the Creator have also distanced themselves from this wisdom, it is no wonder that the whole generation is failing because of them. And because of my great sorrow, I cannot elaborate on that.
Just understand how sorry he is. that the whole generation is falling and disconnecting from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the ability to attain the Creator, to discover the true reality, the goal of life, the purpose of life. When everyone falls from the degree of Adam, it may be the degree of Adam, it's not yet there, but they can reach it. And they become like beasts, only caring about their own existence in this world and this life alone. So he's saying, when I see the generation this way, I'm so sorry about it that I have no more words. PT6.
Rav, what do we do if the blind people don't know that they're blind? They're sure that they see, they know where to go.
So, first of all, we should show them that they're blind. PT12.
Rav, how is it possible that a Kabbalist who sees the entire system is sorry?
Because there are things that are part of the Creator and so some things are part of man. You can't say that everything is in the hands of the Creator, except for the fear of heaven. Where is this except? That's what he's sorry about. Bartia 3.
Good morning, Rav. I have had this question for a long time. This example where we say that if somebody would have said to some other person, come, let us go to the Creator, simply give your life, at those times everyone would agree. So why did they say that that generation was not ready? It seems like that generation was actually ready to study the wisdom of Kabbalah.
You can't reach the correction of creation if you're not the complete opposite of it. That's why there's a process when during the 20th century, the generation that was there completely descended into corporeality, and only then does it become worthy of correcting itself and reaching the height. There's a verse, there's no righteous in the land that has not sinned. It has to completely sin, and then from the deep pit, it can climb to a high mountain. Santiago.
Amado Rav, ¿cómo podemos entender?
Beloved Rav, how can we understand that beforehand there was greater connection, but less dissemination, less people who would come to Kabbalah? Nowadays we have more dissemination, more people, but we seemingly are less connected.
It's because our ego is much greater. Much bigger. People 100 years ago settled for less, much less than what we settle for. PT19.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Rav. There is this concept here where he says, however, if they miss that one, the one that sees, necessarily they'll fail along the way. What does it mean here?
I can't hear you.
He says, but if they miss that one, without a doubt they would fail in everything, every obstacle on the way. Who is that one?
That one is the one that can lead them, show them the way. That's it. And in our days, you see that there are no such prominent people. Not yet there.
But there are many imposters.
Right?
Even we have people that I hear each time that they go to different places, you know, foreign fields, they don't have the confidence that the one is the one. So what do you do in such a case?
But they scrutinize, they want to find the one that can be their leader.
That is true.
I respect that. You too. If you go to all kinds of places, you hear, you listen. The question is, how can you scrutinize?
That's the problem.
Where do you have the vessels to scrutinize if it's correct or not? You should see by the results. What is he demanding? What is he taking them to? What is he teaching them? Is it truly the purpose of creation? Is it really humanity that has to reach the final correction? Does that resemble it or not? That's the thing. But the fact that they're searching, that's all right. I don't get upset about anything when all the students go to everyone, check and see. They should just see that they should know they're not mistaken.
I have no problem with this. They can come and go, but they hear them talking about other things. And so that's the problem, is they're not certain. They're kind of
that's quite all right.
Swaying here and there.
That's also fine. I'm not making myself a pompous Rebbe on purpose, a great leader and all those things. Rather, I raise many doubts. I teach you that's how it should be. So what? Specifically, according to that, you see that the person is a person, and he's also advancing towards the Creator, and he's on the path, and he's not some complete righteous who has nothing more to do. Complete righteous is dead.
What good sign can I have that I'm in the right place?
When you see that the person speaks to your heart.
By this?
Like that? How else? But without philosophizing. Without... he speaks something that you would have liked to attain. And then he points you to the sources. He's not saying something out of himself. He's studying with you the sources. And he wants to reach that with you.
He says, if the servants of the Creator were engaging in the internality of the Torah, but they're not, what is the internality of the Torah anyway?
The internality of the Torah is attaining the reforming light.
That's it?
Yeah, there's nothing else. You don't have any other force that can advance anything, everything.
I wasn't sure what is the internality of the Torah. You know, there are commandments of the commandments of the Torah.
The internality of the Torah is the light that exists in the Torah as it's written, that brings faith to a person and raises a person to the degree of the Creator. Moscow 7.
Darauf 57 пункт в самом начале, во первом абзаце.
In item 57, in the beginning, Bala Sulam writes,
работающие на Творца, которые перестали заниматься тайнами Торы. Получается, в чем тогда они работающие на Творца, если они перестали заниматься тайнами Торы? И почему именно они приносят свет?
That if they stop engaging in the secrets of Torah,
these are people who, according to their state, they belong to the Torah, they exist, they engage in the externality of the Torah, not the internality. They awaken the darkness in the world. They needed to bring the light to the world to show everyone who is the beneficial part of the Torah, how we have to engage in the Torah in order to advance towards the Creator. And instead, they are engaged more and more from year to year in the externality. And they're not showing the path. Rather, We have to do it, so we do it, and that's it. Hence, there is the descent of the generations, deterioration, and there's a problem in the world. But the time is like that. It's no one's fault. The time is such that the will to receive that appears more and more in each and everyone. If you, 100, 200, 300 years ago, people would engage in the studies and they could see that this is the only thing you need to do, day and night. And the work in corporeality is only to make a living, to have a slice of bread and not more. Do you know how people used to think how they would live? They had nowhere to put their head down. It's not important. Nothing to eat. Okay. The important thing is, why do I exist in this short life? In order to fill myself with the Torah. And with this light, I could reveal godliness. I could rise to the next degree. People were tied to the goal. They were more purposeful. Nowadays, we're willing to stay as we are. I'm a beast. Just let me fill myself with various beastly pleasures, and that's it. Understand?
So, the question is this. As a result of what you just said, is it, to understand correctly, that the main test, if I'm working for the sake of the Creator, to engage in the secrets of Torah, or am I engaging in the secrets of Torah without serving the Creator, is if I bring the light?
Yes, that's the way to examine it. That's the way to test it.
Galil West.
Rav, what kelim do I need in order to know what is the right way in spirituality?
If you're going to check elsewhere, if there is a right leader over there, then it's according to where is he leading his people, his goal. Not just his words, but in practice. What is he doing with them? What does he want to reach? That's what he's scrutinizing later in this introduction. Everything comes down to dissemination. Dissemination, that's the main thing. If you come to a place, to a person, a leader, it doesn't matter who he is, who isn't dreaming of disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah among the people of Israel and throughout the world. If he doesn't have that drive, he's not real. He's a liar. And he doesn't know what is the purpose of life, the purpose of creation. There's no one to talk to. In total, this is the most important point. This is the point of critique. And he scrutinizes it later. A leader is not one who simply studies or philosophizes. It's someone who dedicates his entire life to that, to pushing the world towards correction. And not someone who sits alone somewhere making unifications. It's not for our time. He doesn't understand his place and what needs to be. New York 4.
Baal HaSulam has so much concern for humanity. Where does he get this concern, and where does he get this power?
From his soul. Because he's reached his private end of correction. And he sees things from there. He can see where we all need to move to out of that. For him, this is the main thing. He doesn't mind coming down from his high degree to the bottom of the ladder, as long as he can push everyone towards the Creator.
Rav, shalom.
Hello, Rav. You built such a big group, and you really took us through such difficult states for such a long and complicated time, and with the help of the great friends also. Now there's a feeling that we've come to good states in terms of going to the next level. We've got everything. We've got sites in all the languages.
Your question.
The question is, what's missing?
What's missing is your participation as practically as possible in dissemination. This is it. Even if you don't understand what you're learning and you can't understand what they demand of you, what is faith above reason, which is the spiritual state we have to acquire, it doesn't matter. The important thing is dissemination. If we will do it with all our might, we will succeed in everything. Because in the eyes of the Creator, nothing else is needed. We are in this world in order to disseminate here the knowledge of the Creator as His representatives. That's what we have to do. And if you know more or less, you're in a higher degree. So what do you get out of being in a higher spiritual degree? I understand that you're thinking about it from the perspective of something you wish to acquire. I want to be in it. These things are not so pure. They're tainted by the ego. But if you bestow by bringing people closer to the Creator, this is the pure work of bestowal. You will receive everything from that. Because only you can do it. You're in this world, and you have a knowledge and certain contact with the Creator. That is enough to perform acts of dissemination, and then you'll receive everything you need to receive. Really. There isn't a better act of bestowal to the Creator, a greater act of bestowal to the Creator than people who disseminate His name here in this dark world.
Should dissemination be personal? Because I handed out more than 10,000 newspapers besides Facebook and...
Dissemination has to be without any limitation. PT 18.
Good morning, teacher, everyone. It's in that regard. So, when will we have better access to the general public? You think the coming generations will benefit from what we're doing now?
We have to look for new ways each time. What the Creator has given us, within that framework, we have to think, we have to see how to bestow. But these restrictions were given from above, and when the Creator limits us in this way, I don't see it as a limitation, I see it as guidance. When He places before me a certain block, and I cannot move forward, I have to look for another path that He opened. It's certain that He opened a new path, which is more correct, more needed, and I have to follow that. And not to say, oh, that's it, everything stopped, there's nothing to do. What do you mean stopped? How can it be such a thing that we don't advance toward the end of correction? Meaning we must scrutinize how do we constantly advance, attack. Haifa 3.
Is learning the internality of the Torah, does it exist in the Ten as well?
Of course.
Вчера начался большой курс внутренний для наших товарищей в Северной.
Last night, we started a big course in North America, and many friends from all over the world joined it. The question is it worthwhile that for every meeting, every lesson, to awaken the question, how is it connected to the world? How do we pass it on to the world? To make it conspicuous in all of our lessons.
If we're not thinking of the world, if we're not thinking of dissemination, if we're not thinking of bestowal, we're not thinking of the Creator, we're thinking only of ourselves. So we deserve to receive nothing in return for all of our work and your beautiful studies, nothing. On the contrary, you'll receive only more darkness, not light. Okay, clear. Good. Hebrew 10.
The question is this. We all disseminate each in his own level. Should we disseminate all of us together from within the Ten, to write an article as a Ten?
Also, but don't calm down. We all, each one is doing his thing. I see in these words that we've done something, it's enough. You don't understand that in dissemination, all your entire spiritual advancement depends on dissemination. And you will not advance unless you pull behind you the entire world plea. You will not advance. Because the goal now is for this entire clique to advance towards the Creator. If you're not doing it, then who needs you? Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, the lesson used to end at 5:20 Israel time. And we had time to write after the morning lesson. We would sit for an hour or two and write. Now, we end the lesson at 6:05 after the summary with the tens, and we have to go to work, so it's very difficult.
That has nothing to do with me. You have to agree between you. I'm not a kindergarten teacher. And kindergarten. You have to decide between you. I don't even know what you're talking about. 6:05, 5:20. It's not important to me. I received permission, or rather obligation, to give the lesson until 5:45. So I do it in this way. You don't have time? Go to work. What do you want from me?
Act like there's no time after the morning lesson. We had time to write and disseminate.
I don't know, sir. This is your problem. Why are you coming to me with this? What kind of warped view you have of things? That's what I spoke. I talked about it with management, and our friends from the world wanted the lesson to end not at 6, like with Rabash, but 6:15. Okay, 6:15. So what? But not that you will dictate to me what to do and in the middle of the lesson.
Sorry.
I'm talking to you to give an example to others. This is truly a bad example.
I feel a very strong drive.
You feel a drive, get out of here. What do you want? You want to minimize the lesson because it's uncomfortable to you? And if it were comfortable to you, you would not say anything. Look at this big ego. It's impossible to grasp. Oh, just bless over it. You can study another hour, all the more so.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Говорите об участии в распространении и вопрос, а почему вот товарищи много лет учатся и не
участвуют? Why do friends who study many years and don't participate justify it? I don't know enough, we're not connected enough. I'm trying to understand how to help such friends, although they've been here many years and they're not doing anything.
He will spend his entire life on study and nothing will come out of it. I'm telling you. You'll reach, you'll come to the next world and you'll look back at your life in this world. And what will you have? Did you cause this broken vessel of Adam HaRishon to advance a little bit? 1 millimeter toward the goal, toward correction, or not? Answer that. That is a question. Did you do it or not? You can say, no, I didn't reach spiritual degrees. No one talks about spiritual degrees. In your degree, did you cause that a little bit? If not, go back to another round.
Next question. You said that out of the confusion, a person or the whole world come to bigger scrutiny, and in the end, to the right scrutiny, right conclusion. So the question is, how to help students at the campus, for example, out of the confusion to get to the right conclusion and not the greater confusion?
By learning the fundamentals, the fundamental principles of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Only by that. Latin 3.
Hola, maestro.
Hello, teacher. My question is about dissemination.
Estudiantes de Kabbalah, hacer diseminación juntos o es mejor por separado?
Can me and my wife who study together disseminate together or should we do it separately?
You can disseminate in mixed groups, men, women together, it's not a problem. Dissemination can be between, among everyone. And from men's 10, women's 10, it doesn't matter, as long as you disseminate. This is what our future depends on. P.T. Young.
Hello. A friend who doesn't disseminate, does he stop the progress of the whole 10, and why?
It's certain that yes. Why? Because he's not doing what's required of him. He's not performing corrections. He only cares about himself.
And why does it stop everyone's progress?
Because it belongs to the 10. Like it or not, he's in the 10. So of course he holds them back. PD9.
Regarding dissemination, you can feel that all of humanity, the majority of humanity, is very far in their perception of understanding of things.
Why don't you turn to the Creator to change humanity if it's not convenient for you to disseminate?
No, it is convenient. I'm asking about the approach. Sometimes I hear you say that we have to give them in little bits that the way it's suitable for them, you know, teach the boy according to the boy's way. Sometimes I hear you say that people have to know the system, know the truth. There are two ends here.
It's not two extremes. By giving them knowledge of the general system, I don't think it's two extremes. I think You need to show this to beginners, then they will understand what we're dealing with, why things have to be this way. They will look at it as a complete system. We'll start to ask about it, where they are in it, and so on and so forth. Look what Baal Salam writes in these introductions. He opens it up. On the contrary, he opens up all of creation before everyone. He doesn't start from something small, where a person doesn't know where it's coming from, where it grew, and so on. On the contrary, give him a general, a holistic view. This is reality. There's nothing else besides that. And the force that works in it, and where we are in it, and how and why, global, very wide, expansive. The whole world of itself. Look what he writes. Look where he starts the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. He's telling you. Look what he writes in his other articles. There's a creator and there's a creature, and then ta 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 ta. On the contrary, to explain a detail, it's very confusing. They wouldn't know where he's taking this from. The main point is, why do I need this?
You teach us that to babies you give milk. I often feel that we give them steaks.
It's not milk and steaks. It's incorrect. How are you teaching? Without a general view of why do I need it? Who am I? What am I? Where am I? Without that, you can't approach the study. The study begins from the general picture. I'm in reality, this reality. Where is it from? Why? What for? These global questions. And then we go deeper. Where are we in this reality? What is our role in it?
Do the majority of people want to know this general picture?
You need to know what Baal Salam writes. And the way he writes, that's how we need to teach. What is he saying? I'd like in this introduction to scrutinize such and such matters. What is our role? What is our place? Look what he writes.
I'm asking about the other thing we learned from you, that we have to appeal to people's desires.
So speak to their desire, where they are. But after you explain the general picture, I don't have the energy to speak with you. You're stubborn of stubborns. And you're an educated person. How are you even teaching? I don't have the energy for it. I'm sorry. You also don't want to learn from Baal Salam, how he approaches the explanation. Enough. It's a waste of time. Okay. Let's move on. Better.
Item 58. We are in the writings of Baal Salam, page 126. Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 58. However, I do know the reason. It is mainly because, one, faith has diminished in general. Two, faith in the Holy Ones, the sages of the generations in particular. And three, the books of Kabbalah and the Zohar are full of corporeal parables. Hence, people are afraid lest they will lose more than they will gain, since they could easily fail with materializing. This is what prompted me to compose a sufficient interpretation on the writings of the Ari and now on the Zohar. And I have completely removed that concern, for I have evidently explained and proven the spiritual meaning of everything, that it is abstract and devoid of any corporeal image above space and above time, as the readers will see. To allow the whole of Israel to study the Book of Zohar and be warmed by its sacred light. I have named that commentary the Sulam ladder, to show that the purpose of my commentary is as the role of any ladder. If you have an attic filled abundantly, all you need is a ladder to climb. And then, all the bounty in the world is in your hands. But the ladder is not a purpose in and of itself, For if you pause on the rungs of the ladder and do not enter the attic, your goal will not be achieved. So it is with my commentary on the Zohar. For the way to fully clarify these most profound of words has not yet been created. Nonetheless, with my commentary, I have constructed a path and an entrance for any person by which to rise and delve and scrutinize the Book of Zohar itself, for only then will my aim with this commentary be completed.
Well, we don't understand these things because we're not on the same level as Baal Sulam. That's what he thinks about the Sulam commentary. There are places there where we can't even approach, have no grasp in them. But nevertheless, he took a huge step forward and brought the Book of Zohar, which is the foundation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, brought it to everyone. Well, and we tried, of course, it's not without its flaws, but we tried to bring this Book of Zohar closer to humanity by transferring it into an easier language and a more accessible form. Okay? PT6.
We are now. Are we now in the exile in Edom?
I don't know what is the exile of Edom. If you're going to Eilat, then left of you is the mountains of Edom. What is the exile of Edom? I'm not sure.
Africa.
Our question is, when you hear Baal Sulam write, it feels like this masterclass kind of poet writing in real time, like we're living what he's writing. What can we take from this unique style of writing? Because it feels like we are living his words.
It's similar to
what I talked about with my student, the professor. We have to learn the general attitude of Baal Sulam first, where he asks questions, inquiries. I'd like to, in this introduction, or let's clarify this, and so on and so forth. He gives questions and he tries to explain them. It's difficult from his height, and the topic is very special. And he explains it to people who have no connection with it whatsoever, and other such difficulties along the way. It's hard for him to explain these things. Nevertheless, he tries. So, read this introduction even 20, 30 times, and you'll see that you understand it even more. Start extracting certain things from there that you wish to clarify and scrutinize, and you still can't. You have to learn it just like you learn, just like people who want to know. The ones who want to learn have to invest. And with respect to The letter, I think, is clear. You can read what we've done, and it will bring you closer to knowing what's written in the Book of Zohar. How many languages is that translated in?
We'll give you an answer in a bit.
Well, Hebrew, Russian, English.
Yeah, the majority is translated already. Then the main languages already have it. I'll give you an exact answer in a bit.
Well, 59.
Item 59, page 126. All those who know the ins and outs of the Book of Zohar, meaning understand what is written in it, unanimously agree that the Zohar was written by the godly Tana, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Only some of those who are far from this wisdom doubt this pedigree and tend to say, relying on fabricated tales of opposers of this wisdom, that its author is the Kabbalist Rabbi Moshe de Leon or others of his time.
Yeah, that's that rumor, that idea, that view.
But
is about 1,000 years old. Because since the Book of Zohar came to the hands of Rabbi Moshe de Leon, he was a great Kabbalist, but he never wrote anywhere that it was his. Rather, after he passed away, his wife needed the money, so she sold his books. This was in the 13th century. Then this book made its way to other people, and they started to understand it's a special composition. And because it came from Rabbi Moshe de Leon, they thought that he wrote it. And doesn't say anything about Rabbi Moshe de Leon in that book. But since then, there are many people who think about it in this way. True Kabbalists, those that we know of throughout the generations, like the Ari, Baal Shem Tov, and the students that follow them, never thought that it belonged to Rabbi Moshe de Leon, although he was a great Kabbalist, but one of many, as we say. That's what Baal Sulam continues on item 60.
Item 60. As for me, since the day I have been endowed by the light of the Creator, with a glance into this holy book, it has not crossed my mind to question its origin, for the simple reason that the content of the book brings to my heart the merit of the Tana Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, far more than all other Tanaim, plural of Tana. And if I were to clearly see that its author was some other name, such as Rabbi Moshe de Leon, then I would praise the merit of Rabbi Moshe de Leon more than all the Tanaim, including Rashbi. Indeed, judging by the depth of the wisdom in the book, if I were to clearly find that its composer is one of the 48 prophets, I would consider it much more acceptable than to relate it to one of the Tanaim. Moreover, if I were to find that Moses himself received it from the Creator himself on Mount Sinai, then my mind would really be at peace. For such a composition is worthy of him. Hence, since I have been blessed with compiling a sufficient commentary that enables every examiner to acquire some understanding of what is written in the book, I think I am completely excused from further toil in this examination. For any person who is knowledgeable in the Zohar will now settle for no less than the Tana Rashbi as its composer.
Meaning we can see according to the width, breadth, size, and scale of the book, well, not us, but all the great Kabbalists like Baal Sulam, and all the Kabbalists from Rabbi Shimon all the way to Baal Sulam, to modern time. Those who are interested in the Book of Zohar and understand in depth what the wisdom of Kabbalah is speaking of, he understands that it has to be a giant Kabbalist who was with his students in the end of correction and is scrutinizes in this deep fashion. How there's nothing more to scrutinize. How they were able to express, to give expression to the wisdom of Kabbalah in the Book of Zohar. And although when we read it ourselves, we can't find it really. Such things that it appears to me, maybe yes, maybe not. I have no real grasp of this text because it's so deep. Go to the end of correction, understand all of creation, and then you'll be able to understand what's written in the Book of Zohar. Okay. Haifa
3. Rav, I wanted to ask if understanding is received in the feeling in the heart, does it enable us to get to the real intention that connects us into the force of Asiya?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, we have Baltic 1.
Thank you. Concerning the translation of the Book of Zohar to other languages, even people who are against the wisdom of Kabbalah and learning it speak of an attraction or an appeal to this book, and they ask, why aren't you translating? For example, to Lithuanian. Should we make efforts in that regard? They even offer us to help. We are editors, we'll find funding for you.
I highly recommend to take the introduction to the Book of Zohar, not the one that we're reading, but rather the first volume. Or is it not the first?
Yes, it is the first volume, Introduction of the Book of Zohar.
We have introductions to the Book of Zohar, and then the second volume.
It's in the first volume.
In short, the article of the rose and onward. I recommend this volume to translate.
Regarding your previous question, the update is that the book Zol'am, Zohar for All, Abnei Baruch, is translated into, and it's also on our archive, into English, French, German, Turkish, and Ukrainian. It's in part, not all of it is translated. In English, it's about 70%. Spanish, some parts. Russian, 14 out of 20 volumes. And it's in the works in more and more languages.
Beautiful. Great accolades to those who engage in this work. Tell everyone.
Right. We're talking about integral education as a solution for the problems of the world. What is the role of sources in integral education?
You will need them for education. What are you basing your education on? Of course, not overtly in the beginning, but later, yes. The sources of the wisdom of Kabbalah, this is the Torah of the world. These are sources that explain to you how the world is built, how it functions. Where did it start from? Where's it going to? Towards what end? It's all from the wisdom of Kabbalah. Everything else, all the science and all the wisdom of this world, only explains to you what's happening in this world. It can help you at all in the correction of the world. And the correction of the world is only when you connect to the upper light and you work with it. Hence, you have no other way of performing real corrections in the world without the knowledge of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Or at least when you take small portions from it and easily communicate it to everyone. Explain to me, why the correction? What for? Where does it come from? How do you know about it? So on and so forth. Where are you taking this from? Where did you learn about this? You have to say it. Where? And if you say it's the book of Zohar, it's the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it comes from the Jews and from Babylon and so on and so forth, then it's based on something. The Torah, the book of Torah, the Bible is accepted by everyone around the world. You'll have something to say to people. Otherwise, where is your wisdom coming from? Where did you take it from?
Latin 7. Latin
7. Yarab.
Yes.
Buen día, Rab. Cuando uno estudia de las fuentes.
Good morning, Rab. When we learn from the sources, if I learn alone in my free time, as well as with the friends, these two ways of learning, do they allow for drawing light?
Yes, if you're tied to the group and you're in our lessons, and additionally you also learn by yourself from the sources, then it's considered that you're learning with everyone. Because in general, you're incorporated with the general vessel.
Moscow free.
Учитель, в тексте говорится 48 праведников. Кто это или что это?
The text talks about 48 righteous. Who are they?
I guess you are also there. Well, what difference does it make to you? Those are spiritual discernments. We're not talking about people. That's certain. That much is certain. Kiev 1.
Да, вот вы сказали, что вообще оценить книгу Зоар можно только из конечного исправления.
You said that we can appreciate the book of Zohar only from the end of correction when we rise to it. My question is, as a group, as Bnei Baruch, will we be able to attain what is written there in the foreseeable future?
We can open up and discover everything that's happening in the book of Zohar, everything that's written in the book of Zohar, living form, meaning in our life, in the connection between us. That 10 of Rabbi Shimon connected as one man in one heart, and that's why they were able to attain the complete correction and the connection between them, and they reached the end of correction between them, and that's why they wrote the book of Zohar. We need to write, if you can say it this way, we need to write the book of Zohar in the connection between us, which is the connection of the end of correction, meaning to interpret to detail the book of Zohar completely in such a way where all the spiritual discernments will clothe in the corporeal discernments. Since the darkness will shine as light, the upper light will pass through all the worlds down to the point of this world and will fill everyone.
How to explain to attain in the tens so that the book will clothe?
No, it's impossible. Soon we'll start learning parts from the book of Zohar. Soon. Our problem now is how to somehow touch faith above reason. Okay? Dudi?
Item 61. Accordingly, the question arises, why was the Zohar not revealed to the early generations, whose merit was undoubtedly greater than the latter ones, and who were more worthy of it? We must also ask, why was the commentary on the Book of Zohar not revealed before the time of the Ari, and not to the Kabbalists that preceded him? And the most perplexing question, why were the commentaries on the words of the Ari and on the words of the Zohar not revealed since the days of the Ari through our generation? The question is a generation worthy? The answer is that during the 6,000 years of its existence, the world is like one patsuf divided into three-thirds. Rosh, head, toch, interior, sof, end. Meaning Chabad, Chokhmah bin Adat, Chagat, Chesed Gvor Tiferet, Nehi, Netzach Hod Yesod. This is what our sages wrote. Two millennia of Tohu, chaos, two millennia of Torah, and two millennia of the days of the Messiah. In the first two millennia, considered Rosh and Chabad, the lights were very small. They were regarded as Rosh, without a guf, body, having only lights of nefesh. This is because there is an inverse relation between lights and kelim, vessels. In the kelim, the rule is that the first kelim grow first in each patsuf. And in the lights, it is the opposite. The smaller lights dress in the patsuf first. Thus, as long as only the upper parts are in the kelim of Chabad, only lights of nefesh dress there, which are the smallest lights. This is why it is written about the first two millennia that they are regarded as Tohu. And in the second two millennia of the world, which are Kelim of Chagat, the light of Ruach descended and clothes in the world, which is considered the Torah. This is why it is said about the two middle millennia that they are Torah. And the last two millennia are Kelim of Nehim, Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. Therefore, at that time, the light of Neshama dresses in the world, which is the greater light. Hence, they are the days of the Messiah. This is also the conduct in each particular pratsuf. In its kelim of Chabad Chagat, through its chazeh, chest, the lights are covered and do not begin to shine, disclosed chasadim, meaning the revelation of the illumination of the upper chokhmah occurs only from the chazeh down, in its nehim. This is the reason that before the kelim of Nehim began to show in the patsuf of the world, which are the last two millennia, the wisdom of the Zohar in general and the wisdom of Kabbalah in particular were hidden from the world. But during the time of the Ari, when the time of the completion of the kelim below the chazeh had drawn closer, the light of the upper chokhmah was revealed in the world through the soul of the godly Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, the Ari, who was ready to receive that great light. Hence, he revealed the essentials in the Book of Zohar and in the wisdom of Kabbalah until he overshadowed all his predecessors. Yet, since these kelim were not yet completed, since he passed away in 1572, the world was not yet worthy of discovering his words, and his words were known only to a chosen few who were not permitted to tell them to the world. Now, in our generation, since we are nearing the end of the last two millennia, we were given permission to reveal his words and the words of the Zohar in the world to a great extent. Thus, from our generation onward, the words of the Zohar will become increasingly revealed in the world until the full measure is revealed by the will of the Creator.
Any questions? You see, We spoke about the general matter we need to explain. How Baal Sulam constantly explains to us about things holistically, how the world behaves, what it needs to come to, what way, why 6,000 years of development of the world, and so on and so forth. He scrutinizes the matter in general, and we'll get to the details later.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Shit.
Daber, shomim otcha, Amir. Daber.
No, אם הוא לא מדבר, אז תוריד אותו.
No, he's not talking. United VG3. Take him out. United VG3.
Совершенство духовного света от чего зависит? От моего отношения к товарищу?
On what does the wholeness of the spiritual light depend?
The light depends only on the vessels. The light depends only on the vessels. That's it. Florida.
Yes. Why weren't the generation before us, why were they not worthy to receive the words of the RE?
He
explains it because the light that descends into the vessels has to go through all the vessels until it reaches the lowest vessels. And it reaches the lowest vessels, then these vessels can also enter into the work, into the spiritual attitude towards everyone, and that's what makes it work. So it can be that the generation of the Messiah will be revealed 1,000 years ago. Rather specifically, he determines that it's happening in our time. Even before that, all the Kabbalists decided that the time of the Messiah, the end of correction, will start from the 15th century, the 16th century, the time of the Ari, and onward. We are 500 years later than that.
So it would just fall on deaf ears?
No, it was also forbidden to disclose. It was forbidden to disclose it. What the words of the Ari, what Kabbalists revealed, was only in order to write about it, but for it to be revealed several hundred years later. Only in our time, everything we're capable of doing, everything was given publicly to everyone to open it up and attract everyone to the end of correction without any limitation. That's what he's talking about here, especially. Africa?
A question from the Ivory Coast. Rav, there is a large number of writings by Kabbalists, and life is so short that it is impossible to read all the sources. What books do you recommend, or are the excerpts we study during the morning lesson sufficient for our advancement?
If you have more time, enter our archive and you'll be able to find anything you want. I recommend not going by whole books, but according to our lessons. Follow our lessons and then you'll be able to fill yourself in a more compact way. Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте. И аз хочу сказать, что эта книга переведена на болгарский язык, и в нашей десятке каждый вечер мы читаем.
I wanted to say that this book is also translated into Bulgarian, and reread it in the evening. When I read it alone, I don't understand anything, but when I read it in the 10, well, there's a big difference. The question is, well, I'm happy to say it.
It's beautiful and correct. If you read together, there's a completely different grasp than if you read it by yourself. I'm very happy to hear about it. Very nice, Bulgaria. Toronto one.
As in Toronto one. Айта Шейла.
Нет, есть, есть.
No.
Вот момент, когда ученики, Ари позвал учеников пойти на Иерусалим.
The minute the Ари called on his students to go up to Jerusalem and for various reasons, because of the women and whatnot, they didn't go. It was said that if, that had they gone, the end of correction would have come. And now Baal Sulam says that there still need to be several more centuries afterwards so that the last generation will be ready for the final correction. How is that? How does that work?
There are processes in the upper world that fit the end of correction even before the final point, on the condition that certain people at a certain point in a certain state are able to draw the reforming light and bring the world another step towards the inner correction. That's how I understand it. That's what I can say. And what's written is written. I'm not responsible for what's written. I don't know exactly. I don't think we need to pry into it in this way, because we don't understand those things, really. What does it mean to go up to Jerusalem? What is a group of the Ari that all rise together with him, disconnect from home, making a leap along the path from Tiberias and Tzfat towards Jerusalem? In those days, it took a week by a horse ride or donkeys to get there. So it's not so simple for us to understand what's happening. Moscow 6.
Свет зависит от килим. А как обрести?
The light depends on the kelim. How do we acquire the right kelim?
That's what we're doing. That's what we want to do, to draw the reforming light on our will to receive, and the will to receive will become in order to bestow. This is what we call the spiritual vessel. This is by the work in the group, the study in the group, the connection in the group. That's what we do.
Я могу только товарищу помочь обрести, да, сам я не могу это сделать.
Can I only help the friends attain it, and I myself?
Only this way. Yeah.
Тов, эйфо нахно дуди.
От сам. Where are we?
Item 63.
Should we do 63 or questions?
If you want, the sources team prepared a document on disseminating Kabbalah to the masses.
Okay.
So we'll move on to the next part of the lesson.
הנקודה שבלב מתגעגעת לחלקי נשמתה השונים, גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת, היא נמשכת אל החברים. משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי, שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב
בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה אהבת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה העולם יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה העולם Yeah.